This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. The U.S. Postal Service is considering a plan that would send all of the first-class mail sent from mid-Missouri through Kansas City or St. Louis instead of Columbia. The Postal Service is conducting a study to find ways for the Columbia Processing and Distribution Center at Columbia Regional Airport to save money. The Postal Service recently released its initial findings, projecting a savings of more than $4 million, but it could cost the jobs of 42 employees. Phil Burke of the Postal Customer Council for Central Missouri says commercial mailers could really feel the effects.
Business mailers will, especially for people that are sending out and receiving billing information, because that extra day or two that it might take to go through St. Louis could be critical.
The USPS is holding a public meeting at 6:30 on April 2nd at the Holiday Inn Executive Center as a time for the public to give their concerns. A Columbia School District committee is considering a plan to allow two employees to carry guns on school grounds. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the policy would allow the district's director and assistant director of security to carry firearms on school property. The proposal says the two employees would be allowed to carry one handgun each. The current policy allows only school resource officers who are employed through the Columbia Police Department to carry weapons on campus. The board discussed the same policy in 2011, and it did not pass. The policy committee took up the issue again in the wake of the recent school shooting in Connecticut. The policy is planned to go before the school board in May. A prison official with a three-decade career in Missouri was shot and killed at his home in Colorado Tuesday night. Jennifer Davidson has more.
Tom Clements began his career in 1979 as a probation and parole officer in St. Louis. In 2007, he became Missouri's director of adult institutions, where he oversaw Missouri's 20 adult correctional facilities. In 2011, he moved to Colorado and took over the Department of Corrections there. George Lombardi is the director of Missouri's Department of Corrections and knew Clements well.
I'm getting lots of emails, lots of notes, lots of empathy issues coming back at us, and so it's tough. It's really difficult.
Lombardi said Clements was a good, decent, and kind man. He said he didn't know of anyone who was angry at Clements or who may have held a grudge against him. Governor Jay Nixon issued a statement calling the murder a heartbreaking tragedy. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Police were still searching for the gunman today. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones wants the Attorney General to appeal a judge's ruling striking down the state's contraception insurance exemption for people with moral objections. Jones sent a letter today to Attorney General Chris Coster urging him to appeal on grounds of religious freedom and to challenge a policy by President Barack Obama's administration that requires insurers to cover birth control at no additional cost to women. Coster spokeswoman Nancy Gonder said today that the office has not decided whether to appeal last week's decision by a federal judge. The judge ruled that Missouri's law exempting workers and employers from contraception coverage on moral grounds ran contrary to the provisions of Obama's health care law. The judge noted that the federal laws take precedence over conflicting states' laws. For KBIA News, this is Sapna Khatri.